Title: Swing Jungle Intro with DJ Friendly Structure in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson we're building a classic jungle style intro in Ableton Live 12, with a DJ friendly structure and a big focus on effects and arrangement moves. The goal is simple: make it swing, make it ease the drop, and make it mixable for DJs. That means clean phrasing, predictable transitions, and a low end that behaves. We're going to build a 32-bar intro you can easily shrink to 16 bars or expand to 64. The vibe is riser, tease, strip, impact, minimal at the top, then gradually revealing the groove, then tension, then a clean runway into bar 33 where your drop or pre-drop hits. First, session setup so everything locks like a pro. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I like 172 as a sweet spot. Stay in 4/4. Now go into arrangement view and drop locator markers, because phrasing is your best friend when you're making DJ tools. Put a locator at 1.1 called intro start, at 9.1 call it groove opens, at 17.1 call it tease or lift, at 25.1 call it final ramp, and at 33.1 call it drop, or pre-drop if you like to do an extra fake-out section. This matters because jungle and DNB intros live and die on 8-bar logic. DJs count in 8s and 16s. If your arrangement respects that, your track gets mixed more often. That's the real win. Now, step 1. Pick your core break and swing it without killing the transients. Create an audio track called Break and drop in a breakbeat. Amen. Think, Hot Pants, any of those classic sources work. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. For the transient loop mode, forward is tight and stable, and transient can feel extra snappy. Choose based on the sample. Now here's the move that makes your swing controllable. Slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI track, using the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will create a drum rack with slices mapped out. This is perfect, because you can groove the MIDI without smearing the audio in a weird way. Now choose your swing approach. You've got two solid options. Option A is Groove Pool. This is the fastest way to get that classic jungle lilt. Open the Groove Pool and grab something like Swing 16-65, or an MPC-style 16 swing groove. Drag it onto your break MIDI clip. Start with timing around 55%. If you want it more exaggerated, push towards 65, but don't assume more is better. Add a little velocity, like 10 to 20%, for bounce. Random should be tiny, like 0 to 5%, if any at all. And don't commit the groove unless you're sure. Staying flexible is powerful while you're still arranging. Option B is manual microshift, which is often cleaner for heavier modern DNB. This is where you nudge ghost notes and hat-wise slices late by around 5 to 12 milliseconds, but you keep the main snare hits anchored. That's a big concept. The swing should live in the details, not in the spine of the beat. If your snare on 2 and 4 starts drifting, the whole track feels drunk instead of rolling. Quick coach note here, lock your DJ grid early. Before you do any ear candy, make sure bars 1 to 8 have a consistent transient pattern a DJ can count. Usually that's a closed hat tick and either a kick or a tight top loop. If you want glitchy edits, save them for the very end of the phrase, like bar 7.3 to 8.4, so beat matching doesn't get sketchy. Also, keep swing consistent across layers. If your break is grooved but your shaker loop is rigid, it can sound like two drummers fighting. Either apply the same groove to every drum MIDI clip, or keep extra top loops simple and low so they don't expose timing conflicts. Now step 2. Make it an intro using filter, space, and motion. This is your FX focus. On the break track, or on a drum rack chain, add a stock FX chain. First, auto filter. Choose clean for transparent filtering or OSR if you want a bit of character. For the first 8 bars, start with a high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. That keeps the intro clean and mixable, and it stops your kick and low break rumble from stepping on a DJ's outgoing track. Resonance around 10 to 20% is enough to give it a little whistle without turning it into an EDM sweep. Then automate the cutoff down slightly, by bar 9 so the body starts arriving when the groove opens. Next, drum bus. This is for controlled grit and punch. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch can stay subtle, like 0 to 10, unless you want it really fried. Boom is dangerous in intros, so keep it low or off. Then use transients, plus 5 to plus 15, to keep the break crisp after filtering. Then echo. This is your dubby jungle tail, but keep it tucked. Try 1/8 or 1/4 time. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter the echo so it doesn't muddy your mix. High pass somewhere like 300 to 600 Hz and low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. wet around 5 to 15% most of the time. The key is automation. Push the wet up only on the last beat or two of a phrase so you get a wash into the next section without drowning the groove. Finally, utility. This is DJ Safety. Turn bass mono on. Keep width reasonable, like 80 to 110%. And if things get messy during transitions, automate the width down. Narrowing during chaos is a classic, it still hits in the club trick. Extra coach note, return tracks equal DJ friendly consistency. If you put echo and reverb on returns, your dry drums stay stable and punchy, while you automate sends for drama. The core stays mixable even when the FX get wild. That's a very pro workflow. Now step 3. Add jungle glue with an Atmos or noise bed, plus stereo control. Make another track called Atmos / Noise. This can be vinyl crackle, room tone, a pad, or a field recording. The rule is simple. It should give air and mood, not steal focus. On that track, start with EQ8. High pass it around 150 to 300 HC, because we're protecting the low end for later. If it fights your snare or hats, dip gently around 2 to 4 KHC. Then auto pan for movement. Rate at 1/4 or 1/2. Amount 10 to 30%. Phase at 180 degrees for wide motion. Add reverb, medium or large size, decay somewhere between 2 and 6 seconds. Low cut between 250 and 500 HC. Wet 10 to 25%, then utility to widen it, maybe 120 to 160%, but keep checking mono compatibility. A great habit is to temporarily throw a utility on your master and set width to 0%. If important elements vanish, that intro is risky on club systems and during DJ blends. Optional but tasty, sidechain the Atmo slightly to the kick or the break group using a compressor. Low ratio, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This makes the bed breathe with a groove and clears space without anyone noticing. Oh, that sidechain. Now step 4. Make your intro drums DJ friendly by controlling density over time. Think of the 32 bars as 4 8-bar blocks. Bars 1 to 8 are your mixin' zone. Minimal but steady. A kick and hat loop. Or a filtered break top. Plus your Atmos. Keep bass out completely or filtered way up. This is where the DJ is locking in the blend. So don't surprise them. Advanced variation you can try. A two-step illusion in the first 4 bars. Use a sparser hat pattern that feels halftime-ish, then introduce the full hat grid at bar 5. Tempo is still steady, but the energy jump feels huge without adding lots of sounds. Bars 9 to 16 are where the groove opens. Lower your break high pass closer to 120 HC so the mids and low mids start coming in. Add an occasional snare fill or a ride pattern. Keep it predictable, though. A classic jungle trick here is call and response edits. One bar plays the break more straight, the next bar has one signature slice move. It creates identity but keeps the pattern readable. Bars 17 to 24 are the tease section. This is where you can introduce a tiny bass teaser or a restab, but filtered and mono safe. Increase reverb and echo throws a bit. Start riser elements quietly. Also, if you've got a main hook later, tease it without revealing it. A heavily filtered one beat fragment at bar 17. Then repeat it at bar 25 with slightly more clarity. Promise. Don't spoil. Bars 25 to 32 are the final ramp. Filters open. Tension rises. Maybe more snare roll density in the last 2 bars. And then, right before bar 33, you do the classic move. Strip. Drop out something for impact. Often it's the kick, or a chunk of the break, for the last half bar or last beat. One more pro detail. Create a microfill system. Make 4 tiny half-bar fills and rotate them at the end of each 8-bar block, one at the end of bar 8, a different one at the end of bar 16, then bar 24, then bar 32. You get variation that still respects phrasing. Now step 5, classic jungle transitions using stock effects. First transition recipe. The bar in dub echo throw. Either on the break track or, better, on a return track, use echo. Keep your normal wet around 5 to 10%. Then on the last beat of bar 8, 16, 24, and 32, automate the wet up to around 25 to 40%. You can also push feedback slightly, like 18 up to 30, just for that moment. Then snap it back on the downbeat so the groove lands clean. Second recipe, tape stop or slow down, DJ friendly edition. Important rule, don't do this on the whole master. Put it on a group that contains drums and Atmos, or even just a resampled audio clip, so you don't destroy the grid. The simplest method is to resample one bar of drums, set warp mode to repitch, and automate the clip transpose down, like 0 to -12 over the last half bar. Keep it subtle and short. You want spice? not a train wreck. You can also use shifter in pitch mode for a quick pitch down gesture. Again, short, controlled, landing exactly on the phrase boundary. Third recipe, reverse reverb snare into the next section. Take a snare hit, duplicate it to its own audio track, put a reverb on it, long decay like 4 to 8 seconds, wet 100%, freeze and flatten or resample to print the reverb tail. Reverse that audio, fade it in so it swells into bar 9, 17, 25, or 33. This is instant jungle energy, and it reads really clearly to the listener as new section incoming. Fourth recipe, a riser that doesn't ruin your mix. Make a MIDI track using wavetable or analog. A simple saw or noise-based sound works. Put auto filter on it and automate a low pass opening over 8 bars. Add saturator with 2 to 6 dB of drive. Add reverb, but high pass the reverb so it's not dumping low end into your mix. Try a high pass around 400 Hz. Use utility to widen it toward the end. If you want extra tension, add a tiny pitch rise, like 0 to plus 2 semitones in the last 2 bars. Now step 6, the bass teaser, but DJ safe. Create a Reese Tease MIDI track. In Wavetable, use 2 saw oscillators, slightly detuned. Then keep it under control. Auto filter first, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz during the intro. Then saturator with soft clip on, drive 2 to 8 dB depending on aggression. EQ 8 to manage mud, often a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz if it's boxy. Then utility, bass mono on, and keep width low, like 0 to 40%. Tease the character, not the sub. The full sub belongs at the drop.